Rabbeinu Tam says what? Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll tell you what happens here. Rabbeinu Tam says that the nevelos cook with the chatichas, with the piece of meat. Okay? Now let me give you a scenario. Just make things easy to start off with. Let's say I cook this, right, in a pot.
You cooked what,
nevela? Yep, and a pot with kosher meat. Okay, how much of the nevela do I need to make all the other things trade? Right, according to Tosos, according to everybody. Anyone, right. How much do you need? Kosher, right? Right, clear? So if we know, if, what? Right, so, yes. If we know that you need a kosher for nevela to make any of these pieces usher, right, obviously the same thing will apply here. Okay, so the first step, again, just nothing, no chiddush here. Tosfos says that there's a mashu who required to make this piece usser. Okay? Now it's usser. But, Tosfos says, relax. Just because this thing is usser, and his lashon is, he says, don't say, now you gotta appreciate what he's saying. He says, lo amrinan, listen to this, shetase nevela les or kol acheros. What's he saying there? He's saying, we don't really mean this becomes nevela to us or all the other chatichos. But then what does he mean? Is it nevela or not? What do you mean? What does he mean when he says, shetase nevela les or kol acheros? Right? Kevan shi atzmo nes ra alide kol shehu. What does that mean? What does he mean when he says that? I drew the case up here for a reason. In this case here, okay? It's not your okay, when I say it's not your fault, I'm not saying you guys lack anything. I'm just saying there's something we need to focus on in order to be able to answer this question. And to me, the thing to focus on, once I tell you what to focus on, things will become a little bit easier. Okay, what are we really trying to focus on here? What's the trap? Unfortunately, it's not this. It's not the piece. Which step? This? No, it's this. Watch. Let's say Nevela falls in here. Okay, I ask you. We say mimimina lo batal. Correct? Does anyone have a problem with that statement? Right? You don't, right? Right. Does that make sense? Why? Really? Why? Why mimimina lo batal? Why? Oh, it does not make sense. But we know mimimina lo batal. Now make it make sense. Why does mimimina lo batal make sense? Why do we say that I can have the smallest amount? I need the smallest amount of this in there. What?
It's not about an actual quantity.
Okay, it's about, what do you mean? What exits in the Vela? The Nevela sends out little emissaries, little platas. Platas. What are platas? Little exusion things. I don't know if that's a word. Is that a word, right? Don't say quantity.
Emissions.
Right? Emissions, right. It's emitting, no. It's emitting what? It's emitting Isser, right? This is actual Nevela coming out of this piece, right? The Nevela has left the building. It's here. And it travels, and what does it do? It gets into these pieces.
Well,
there's little tiny quanta of Nevela.
Like physical?
There has to be something physical. Even if it's Mashu, there's something there. There's something going on. Why is that a problem? I don't care. I don't care about the. I'm not looking. If you say the piece of Nevela is emitting little, so to speak, platas of Nevela, and that makes these things into Katicha Masas Nevela, Tosu says, yeah, that's by from here to here. But let's understand the same. Just it's so simple. Let's understand what happens here now. When I take this piece and I put it in a pot, how do we look at these guys?
It doesn't give up this closer.
What? Isaac's made one nice little cute step there. Isaac's saying that Nevela can never do what? One thing we see for sure, Nevela can never duplicate itself.
Right.
What? Right. In other words, the whatever the power of this is, when this happens, it's not duplicating itself. It's not saying that this is Nevela. It doesn't have that power. Meaning, whatever he emits from here, this emits Isser, actual Nevela, but not here. So what is emitting here? You still have to answer this question. I want to know what this is. In these platas here, okay, the Nevela sends out, it sends out its little emissions of Nevela, right? So the little emissions of Nevela are doing what? They are Oser, the kosher pieces of meat. The platas themselves function as an Oser. Oser. Meaning what? What do I mean when I say that? Right. They are, right? They are, in other words, these are actual little nevelas. So if they're actual little nevelas coming out, they are oser, whatever they get in contact with. So it doesn't matter how much you have. Once the oser comes in contact with a piece of meat, it becomes prohibited. How would you say oser in English? The prohibitor? Yeah. You understand? In other words, the oser, the prohibitor, right? The prohibitor is the plata, right? That's its definition. It's, it comes out and it's like, it's nevela.
That plata isn't in the other one.
What do you mean? But it can. It's polite here. Oh, what are the platas? These platas, right, are simply, what are these emissions? These emissions are basically emissions that are sent out to from to find out what this. They're chatichas nas levela emissions, whose function is to prohibit that which is mutter. Okay? But they themselves are not the oser. You understand? These are not the oser. This is nevela. This is an oser. This is a prohibitor. This is not a prohibitor. What Tosas is telling you is that it doesn't have, this doesn't have the definition. All this can do, it can aser, it can make things, it can make things that are permitted prohibited. It can't do that through the Sinas Tam, right? But it's not that these things themselves are defined as an oser. They're the emissaries of Chatichas Nasas Avela. They're, when they come around, they have unique properties, and their properties is just to aser that which is mutter in the pot. But they themselves are not pieces of oser. There's a big difference between the two.
Why do they become pieces of oser?
They are, what comes out of here is the iser substance of Chatichas Nasas Avela. Okay? But that's not this, it's not an oser. They're simply little bits of Chatichas Nasas Avela that are being sent out as emissaries.
Right. So in then.
No, it wouldn't matter.
Not in the second case.
No.
In the first case, what's making the second case is usher.
This case?
Yeah.
No, it's hefech. It's not the taste here. Here, it's the presence. It's merely the presence. Here, it's only because there's a transference of taste that I can now say my Chatichas Nasas Avela Isser got into the piece of meat. You understand? It's only because of that. Okay, so I don't know what this Chatika, this is going to be a big problem. The Gemara says Chatika Nasas Avela. What are Rabbeinu Tam established for us at this point? Chatichas Nasas Avela is a new Chaloshim. It's a whole new entity, right? Rabbeinu Ephraim pretends it doesn't exist. He's going to explain what Chatichas Nasas Avela is at some point, because you can't ignore that. But he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Basically, when the Nevela gets cooked with this piece of meat, what happens?
A plus B.
No.
A plus B.
What's in here?
There's still two separate entities.
A plus B.
Right. In other words, this thing contains, the kosher piece of meat contains the veil. In fact, actually, a better way to draw this would be like this.
Yeah, it
would be
much
smaller. It's not veil. It's cut.
It's more in the case.
In other words, imagine, for instance, that this piece of meat contains in it some nevela. Like what you were saying before, right? You said beforehand, shouldn't you, and therefore, if it goes into the pot, what are we worried about?
There's a presence of
nevela. Right. So then what do we say?
Cold.
Ah, we don't say cold. We don't say cold. We're Meshayer. We measure. We don't. That's going to be tricky. Maybe. Now it's just a little different here. What's going to happen? What? He's saying that when this piece of meat that has a little bit of nevela in it goes in here, right? What do we measure against? What are we worried about?
The
absorbed nevela, right? So we measure against that. So watch. Keep reading. Wait. Rabbeinu, one more time. Rabbeinu Ephraim Hayomer mitoch kach daafilu kinosna batam ein a heter nasa nevela sheitstarach shishim kneged kol chaticha ela kneged isra balua. Okay. When we say slowly, when we say that in the heter we have a nesinas tam. Okay, meaning the nevela is cooked with it. Okay, he says right off the bat, we don't say that. Ain't a heter nasa nevela sheistarach shishim kneged kol chaticha. We don't say we need shishim against this entire piece. This piece does not become a piece of nevela or chaticha nasa nevela. Let's see here. Let's say we're in this pot. Okay, forget mimimino for a second. We don't need shishim against.
We don't need shishim of what?
Of heter against iser. Let's say I put, forget Mimimino for a second. Let's say I put this piece in the pot here. Okay? What do I measure against? There's two possibilities. Either I measure against this entity, okay? Or I measure against simply that piece of Isser. You understand the difference between the two? There's a huge difference.
Wait, so you're saying the piece of Isser doesn't...
No.
Yeah,
so what about the fact that Rav says what? Mimimino lo batal. I'll explain this in a second. Just look, just get through what he says, right? Well, so now he goes even further. He's going to. The Oseris kol chatichos b'mashu. Right? Ava. Right. But if Lona saw the veil tamba, right? If there was no Nesinas Tam, right? It's not going to ask the other Chatichos because they're mim. What? When this becomes. When the Nevela gets into there, okay? Well, when the Nevela gets into there, what's in here?
Nevela,
right? Okay. And that's fine. No one has a problem with that. That's where Rabbeinu Ephraim's first step. That it's not that it becomes something new. Rather, it's like a mixture, okay? But since it's a mixture, he treats it as a mixture, not as a new entity, but simply as a mixture of kosher meat with some Nevela in it. When it gets into here, okay, and this is the hard part, okay, what's coming out?
Particles of Nevela.
No.
Particles of a mixture.
Well, oh.
But that's not really true.
You got it! No, no! That was good! Okay. He said good!
I follow, I don't think it makes any sense.
Why? I'm saying good! Because if you say what you're saying, then you won't say Mimimino doesn't kick in. Mimimino only kicks in when I have what? True, sir. But here, what do I have coming out of here? I have lots of little...
Yes, but every mixture contains that little part of
but that's... No, but no! Right! So what's coming out of here are little of these guys. Right, little ABs.
No,
Dakanan. It's imagine for no. It's just little tiny platas of kosher and iser. Taroguses. Here it comes. No, he can't ignore the principle. So he says the dafka gabe tipa schalav amrinan. He reads all the cases as Tosos. We're not going to do that in Shira, but Rabbeinu Tam bashes him for that for many reasons. One of them, what you're saying. But I'm not worried about that. I just care about the conceptual issue here. Conceptually, what he's saying is that there's only one real case that a chatichah nasa nevela. What's that case? Basar b'chalav.
He's just saying that. How can he just
explain the mechanics? And even from a, I hate to use this word, but even from a stylistic standpoint, you could argue Rabbeinu Ephraim makes a lot of sense because he's saying chatichah nasa nevela is a whole new idea. See, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the chiddush in the Gemara isn't that nevela can now make something else into a new type of piece of meat.
It just refers to the other place where it's making new.
He's saying chiddush nevela is the actual paradigm phenomenon of a new idea. What's the paradigm case of a shem isser emerging? Basar b'chalav. That is the paradigm, right? Two things in a mutter becoming usser. That is the best example.
How do you explain that they use it?
That's a good question. I'm honestly not as interested in trying to plug in.
But do they not specifically say
he's going to say whatever the Gemara talks about Chatichah Nasa Nevela, it's talking about Basar B'chalav.